shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
And it's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast, a news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Truth is our bitch on this show, and we go places that other talk shows wished and prayed and hoped and their parents always wanted them to, but they can't. They can't go there. So welcome to the show that can. Welcome to the little show that could and the little show that does here every night. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show. By the way, our affiliate spotlight tonight is on a great radio station, WXNT in Indianapolis, and KHRO in El Paso, where a very good friend of mine has just been fined $1,500, did not get probation, and is free to go as he drove his car out of El Paso gratefully, fined $1,500 for possession. That's right.
Of what?
What do you think?
Sex hormones.
Weed, man. And it was a Willie Nelson rap, too, just so you can. And I'm not, by the way, I don't use marijuana. It's against the law. And if it were a legal drug, I wouldn't use it.
Why not?
Because it's against, it makes me feel, well, it does all the things that people say that it does that are bad. It makes me feel paranoid, and it makes me want to cry. I can't stand it. I used to smoke it younger, you know, younger days, which was in violation of the law. But nonetheless, I did, and I stopped, and I don't, and that's where that's at. Anyway, El Paso, KHRO. I'm not saying that you should go down there. I'm not recommending it as a place to go get busted. I think it's a great place to go and visit. I think it's a great place to go and live. But I wouldn't recommend getting busted anywhere. However, that was the ruling of the court there in El Paso, and we're very grateful.
What do you mean it was like a Willie Nelson thing?
What?
What do you mean it was like a Willie Nelson?
Because my friend was traveling with a band, and just like in Willie Nelson's case, he took the hit for the whole band.
Yeah, when they smell the marijuana smoke.
Oh, yeah. So my friend took the hit for the whole band, the same, almost identical circumstances. He was taken in. He was charged. He was commanded by the court, demanded by the court. He was then told to show up for his court date, which he did do. And the court saw fit to fine him, and he paid the fine, and he got his ass out of Dodge.
That was El Paso.
That's a figure of speech, okay? I thought it was El Paso. Anyway, so that's our great affiliate there in the great city of El Paso, and our great number is, what is our great number?
877.
877. I'll tell you why, because we are on, as you know, locally on KFI in Los Angeles on Saturday nights. I don't mean to beat that into the ground, but they have a different phone number, so there's now a drinking game on Saturday nights. Every time Phil gives the national number out by mistake, take a shot of your favorite whatever, Kool-Aid. So anyway, our number here, nationally, 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445, and we're online at philhendryshow.com, which is our website, and right there, right now, you can see live streaming video of our show. As we broadcast from El Pacifico, we have Phil TV in HD. It's up and it's beautiful. By the way, when we go to the NAB in Chicago on Thursday, I plan on taking the Phil TV camera with me, and we will have for you upon our return a variety of interviews with people in the business. So
you get Bubba the Sponge, huh?
His name ain't. How many times I got to tell you his name ain't Bubba the Sponge? Bubba the Love Sponge.
Yeah, Bubba the Love Sponge. What about Howard Stern?
I don't think Howard's going to be there. I don't think Howard goes to those, you know, and I don't blame him. You know, you reach a certain stature in this business where you don't have to go schlepping to, well, I shouldn't say schlep. I mean, it's a very fun event and all that baloney. No, it is. It's great. So we'll take our Phil TV and HD cameras with us, and that will be Thursday when we will be in the great city of, as they like to call it, Chi-Town or Chi-Town or Chi-Ville or the Windy City or Chicago or Chicago, depending upon your ethnicity. Now, our number is 877-876-PHIL. Here's the story with us this evening. We have a number of guests lined up. We put Reverend Castorini on hold for just a minute. Thank you, bud. We do have Reverend Dave Castorini with us. He's with the Castorini Youth Ministries. He's going to be talking about Marcus Bachmann, and here's the thing. We're going to be maybe theming the show a little bit tonight. There may be a little bit of a gay theme. We have Doug Danger from the Orange County Courier coming on, who's going to be talking about Chaz Bono. Chaz Bono is the son of Sonny Bono and Cher Bono. used to be the daughter and had a sex reassignment surgery, had that kind of surgery, and so is now a man. And we're going to talk a little bit with Doug about the, you know, just what that means. The Dancing with the Stars is going to be debuting on Monday night, the 13th. Wait a second. The 19th. I beg your pardon. Monday night, the 19th. So that's next Monday night. And it's going to be a very interesting evening. So we'll talk with Doug Danger about that. Right now on the line with us, though, from Castrini Ministries, Youth Ministries in Tucson, Arizona, is Dave Castrini. Good evening, Reverend Castrini. How are you, sir?
I'm very good, Phil. Thank you for having me on your program.
We want to talk to you tonight about your involvement in the political campaigns, in the political race for the President of the United States. And every 4 years or so, we do see the religious ministries of each candidate brought to the fore. You don't represent any one candidate, do you?
No, Phil, I don't represent any candidate. I represent my congregation. I represent the people that are in our ministry, people who are in our church. I would like to be a part of the Michelle Bachmann campaign, but not because I necessarily agree with her politics, although we probably have more in common with the Republican candidates than we would with the Democratic candidates.
Is that because of the pro-choice?
Well, we are pro-life, Phil.
That's what I mean. They're more of a pro-life stance?
That is true, and because of our family values. We are a very, very traditional youth ministry. We are a youth ministry, and that means we try to be as contemporary we can in our message to young people, but we certainly don't stray from what we like to think of as old-fashioned values. And I really tell you, Phil, being involved in youth ministry as I have for the last 15 years, young people today thirst for that kind of old-time religion. They hunger for a traditional look at religion. Maybe the way their grandparents had it or their great-grandparents. So we're right in step and very grateful for that indeed.
Now, when you said you wanted to be involved with the Michelle Bachmann campaign, what did you mean?
Right. My feeling is that there have been questions, I think, about Mrs. Bachmann's husband, Marcus Bachmann. Some people have made, I think, very cruel comments about his sexuality. Is he a heterosexual? Is he a homosexual in the closet? These are questions I think are highly private.
Don't you think those are legitimate questions, though, when you have a candidate that is professing an anti-gay marriage stand?
Well, I think it's a legitimate question, but I don't think that. I think we have to. First of all, Phil, if a woman is married to a man, and that man obviously is married to that woman, I think that's the only question that should be asked, and it's answered. He's married to her. She loves him. They have a family. That question is asked and answered, and there should be no doubting it. If Marcus Bachmann were to stray from his vows, if Michelle Bachmann were to do the same, this might be an issue, I think, for the public. But it's not right now. He has not done anything to disgrace his family.
And, well, that's agreed upon.
And he has not done anything to indicate that he may be a gay man as opposed to a straight man.
And, no, that's a very fair point of view. And I guess probably the reason why there's been interest on our show as well is that he does affect an effeminate posture. And
well, you know, Phil, I think I heard it said, I think your producer said one night, he said that a lot of men have an effeminate, if you will, or a higher speaking voice perhaps than other men, and maybe their physical mannerism is not as macho looking. It does not mean that they are homosexual. And that's a very tough, and I think that's a scary road to go down, because you could begin to indict people for that, calling them a homosexual when they're not. Our youth ministry is devoted, Phil, to traditional religion, and we're devoted to the power of the of Christian ministry, the Christian life. I want to be involved in the Michelle Bachmann campaign so that we can put to rest some of these criticisms of her husband. And to that end, as I've talked to you many times on your program, when we talk about a proactive ministry, a contemporary-based proactive ministry, very, very quickly, we could put an end to these rumors and stories about Marcus Bachmann.
And, well, all right, but if there are stories and the rumors, on the one hand, you're saying ignore them.
Well, I'm saying yes, you do ignore them, and I think all people, all good-thinking and right-thinking people, would ignore them. But the stories persist, and Marcus Bachmann can aid us in this fight to determine, if you will, whether he's a gay man or whether he is a straight man. And through our proactive contemporary ministry, that can happen. Through our prayer counselors, that can happen. Through our 24-hour guidance counselors, that can happen.
And well, the 24-hour, and this 24-hour prayer ministry I'm a little bit familiar with, it's very controversial. And you say you have an old-time religious attitude.
Very much so, Phil.
Well, you're going to have to explain to my audience what you're talking about. I'm not a practicing Christian per se, meaning I'm not a church-going guy, so I don't think I'm in a place to judge. But what you're talking about...
Well, what we're talking about is something that is as old as the Bible itself, and that is proclaiming your love of God before everyone. Our prayer counselors can help Mr. Bachmann by simply joining with him in prayer. And again, I will do anything to bring someone to the saving grace of Jesus Christ. And I mean anything. And if it means sending to Mr. Bachmann, Marcus Bachmann, one of our prayer counselors, a young woman, to perform a sexual act upon him. I'm not talking about the act of marital connubial marital sex. I'm talking about an oral act. And that proves once and for all.
I just don't think people are going to go for that.
Well, hold on for a minute now. That proves once and for all that Marcus Bachmann is a heterosexual. I think it's worth it.
Don't you think Marcus Bachmann could go out and find that himself?
Not given the awning of comfort and awning of protection that we can give him through the David Castorina Youth Ministry.
And so because it is a prayer counselor from your youth ministry going to Marcus Bachmann and performing this sex act on, this is a woman, I'm taking it.
Oh, absolutely, yes. Absolutely. See, you and people who judge me would say that that is a sin. I'm saying to you that to bring someone to Jesus Christ...
But Marcus Bachmann is a professed Christian.
I'm not talking about bringing him to Christ. I'm talking about bringing non-believers to Jesus by proving that Marcus Bachmann is a heterosexual.
And that's going to bring a non-believer to Jesus how?
Well, if you think about it, Phil, they're going to look and see, look what this man, he's not lying to us. He does believe in the family values. We believe in family values.
And you believe in family values while you say you're going to send a youth minister over there to, how old is the woman?
She's of age. That's not the point.
You're going to send her over there to perform, quote, a sex act on Marcus Bachmann. Now, first of all, he's not going to let you do that.
Why would he not let me do that if that would prove once and for all?
That's going to hold him up to ridicule and to the accusations of low morality.
No, not if this proves once and for all to everyone who is very, very concerned that he is straight and he is, as the kids say, good to go. It's very unusual, Phil.
I'll say it's unusual.
Yeah, no, it's very unusual. And it is something that most ministries won't go near. But I will. I will. I will. I will pray with you. And if need be, I will send a woman to your home. And to use any language to get it on.
There's people that would say that that is not a ministry. That's just the prostitution using that cover.
Well, no, there is.
All right, hold on for a minute, though, David, because I just seen by the clock we're really late. David Castorina is with us from Castorina Youth Ministries. And if there's any question about Marcus Bachmann's sexuality, he can put that to rest with one of David Castorina's prayer counselors. These are young women who are trained as guidance counselors to, in the name of religion, performing a sex act on you. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, back with David Castrini in a moment.
Radio for patriots, by patriots. It's the Phil Hendry Show. Call the Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Welcome back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show as we talk with David Castorini from Castorini Youth Ministries. What are you offering Marcus Bachmann and Michelle Bachmann? You don't want to be a part of their campaign.
I don't want to be a part of any political campaign, Phil, from the standpoint of endorsing a candidate. I want to be there as a youth minister to help heal, I think, any fissures or fractures that there might be in the message and the image of what any candidate is trying to project. And I think Marcus and Michelle Bachmann are trying to project a very good family image. We believe in this.
Well, how can you believe in a family values ministry when you're offering sex?
I'm not offering sex. We are offering, Phil, we are offering a level of salvation.
And you're saying, though, that you will offer to Marcus Bachmann a so-called prayer counselor. Anybody listening to the show right now thinks you're talking about some sort of a prostitution thing.
We're not asking for money. So how is it prostitution if we're not asking for money? We're not asking for one red cent. So how is that prostitution? What am I gaining from this?
Well, you gain some currency. First of all, a lot of people don't think Marcus Bachmann needs it.
Let them, you know, that I can tell you this. If there are a lot of people that don't think Marcus Bachmann needs to prove his heterosexuality, I respect that. But you know and I know that there are questions.
Well, I don't know how many questions there are. There may be. But frankly, you know, I mean, it's something people ask about, and maybe...
Well, there are a lot of people who are very naive, and I think there's people who see Marcus Bachmann, and they say, well, I mean, he doesn't look unusual to me. Well, you know, Phil, that he is very unusual. I've heard him speaking, and we can set to rest the questions about him.
How many questions do you think there are, though? Seriously. I mean, that's... Because if you're asking a guy to sacrifice his He's going to be giving everything up if he goes to one of your youth counselors and has her perform a sex act on him, as you say. People are going to think he's a douchebag. They're going to think he's a lowlife. They're going to think that he's cheating on his wife, obviously.
Well, how is it cheating on your wife when she knows that you're going?
And that's the other thing. What makes you think that she would give her permission for this?
If Michelle Bachmann becomes aware, and I don't think she's aware of this, I think she's so involved in her little world that she is not aware of the fact that her husband is seen by the American people as a sissy. And I think if Michelle Bachmann was totally aware of this, she would give her blessing to this. She'd give this the green light. So all we're saying is this. We can provide the protection of a religious ministry, and at the same time, we can provide for Marcus Bachmann salvation-y grace.
That's salvation-y?
Well, in other words, the saving of the sex act that is going to prove to the American people that he's not a sissy, that he's all man, that he likes women, and he doesn't have to do this in front of the American public with his wife. Some people say it's cheating on his wife. Well, is he going to have Michelle Bachmann do this to him in public? I don't think so. I don't think anybody
wants
that.
I don't know that anybody wants him doing this. I don't know that anybody wants him doing anything like this. You see what I mean? I mean, it may be worth it to Marcus Bachmann to continue going through life, at least through this campaign, perceived as you put it, a sissy. rather than risk the reputation of his wife, the reputation of himself, his family's standing, by getting involved in, with one of your prayer counselors while she performs a sex act on him. I just don't know that this guy is going to be, you know what I'm saying? In other words, I don't think that this man is going to be, at the end of the day, up for it.
Well, then I think it means he's a homosexual.
Because he turns you down.
If he turns us down, if Marcus Bachmann is not man enough to come down to Tucson, Arizona, and allow himself to be pleased and pleasured by one of our prayer counselors, what else can I think other than he's a homosexual and that he is now endangering his wife's presidential run by being a full-bore homosexual in a full-bore way?
Okay, we'll be right back. Phil Hendry Show. 877-876-PHIL.
Call the Patriot Hotline now. 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Welcome back to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show here, and you heard the number there, 877-876-PHIL. We have Roy, we do have a caller, Roy, on the line. We also have with us David Castorini. David is with the Castorini Youth Ministries out of Tucson, Arizona, talking about Marcus Bachmann and the need for Marcus Bachmann to sort of step out and prove he's a heterosexual. Now, I know that on our show, we have had on as guests people that have questioned his sexuality. I have to tell you this, Dave. In a way, I feel a little regretful. And that is because, you know what? It's nobody's business but his own and his wife. And he might well be technically gay, but that he's living as a straight man. That's what he wants to do. That's what he believes he can do. I don't know if that makes him a hypocrite or not, and I would say that if he's not aware that he's a homosexual, if he believes these are simply impulses or that these are simply urges that can be conquered, then I don't think he's living as a hypocrite.
Well, Phil, that unfortunately, in a world of politics, your perceptions of yourself are not your own. Your perceptions of yourself you share with other people, and other people get to decide. Because they're voting for you. In this case, they're voting for his wife. So Marcus Bachmann not only is dragging himself into this twilight area of a hetero homosexual existence that people are not really sure what he is, let alone who he is. But he's also dragging his wife down into that, and with a prayer counselor. 6 hours with a prayer counselor where she is concentrating on him alone. And we're talking about 6 hours of good, solid Christian sex. And
And this is not cheating on his wife, how?
You know, Phil, I wish that you would listen to me for a minute because...
I'm listening to everything you're saying. This is not cheating on his wife, how?
It is not cheating on his wife because it is a Christian prayer counselor who is... We are involved in the intensive therapy, and
well, you know, people are just not going to buy that. And
well, it doesn't matter. It's what
they're not going to buy it. His wife's running for president. That one act alone of him coming to your church could destroy her campaign.
No, I think you are. I think those words by you, Phil, destroy her campaign. I think you do not give me a chance to explain how good, solid, one-on-one. Intensive 6 hour nonstop, it has to be nonstop contact with a woman can help Marcus Bachmann.
877-876-PHIL is our number, 877-876-7445. And we go to, I believe, Elia in New York, or Ella. Hi, Ella, you're on. Oh, wait. Let me get my phone up here. Hi, Ella, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Dave Castorini. Go ahead, please.
Okay. Having sex with a person does not prove their sexuality or their sexual preference. And I think
I beg your pardon? I think what we're trying to do is the perception of the people, Ella, if they know that Marcus Bachmann is involved with one of our prayer counselors for a good, solid, really an intensive session.
That would be damaging. That would be damaging to everybody involved.
In what way? Now, if his wife has signed off on it, and we get the kids to sign off on it.
Oh boy, you're not telling me you tell the kids.
Well, if it's necessary, that's up to the parents.
First of all, what is Christian sex?
Well, Christian sex is, I think it's, first of all, it is not the obvious aberrant forms of sex, which would be sadomasochism and that kind of thing.
Where does this come from? Well, through Christianity.
I believe if you interpret Jesus right, I don't think he signed off on anal. And
okay, can we not be quite that graphic?
I apologize.
Really?
But I don't
really.
I don't think anyone in the Bible signed off on that. I don't see anyone in the Bible.
It sounds sick to me.
Well, it's either that or Marcus Bachmann goes through life looking like he's a sissy and people, you know, waving hankies at him and that kind of thing.
Is he worried about it?
I don't know. I think what's important here, Ella, is that the public is, because...
This is your whole concern here. You don't really care about him or his wife or his family. You care about the public perception.
The man's wife, Bill, is running for president. I didn't make her do that. She decided to do that herself. There are some things that woman needs, and one of them is to have the question around her spouse.
Has she expressed this?
I think in so many words she is. I think she has said, not verbally, but I think she communicates, I don't know if this guy's a pansy or not.
And in what way has she... Tell me how she's communicated that. How?
I think in the way she looks at him, I think if you look at that corn dog... I don't know if you saw those pictures that were absolutely embarrassing. The corn dog shot. Did you see the corn dogs? Either Ella or Phil?
No.
The pictures of her...
Things like this are between the man and his wife.
That's my point. In other words...
You're a big... what happened to you, Phil? You're a gay rights advocate.
I'm a gay rights advocate, but I'm a gay rights advocate for people who advocate that they're gay. If a man has not said that, if he's not comfortable saying that, if he wants to live as a straight man, believes that he can, I can't say to him, hey, dude... You know,
I'm not saying that either. I'm offering the services of our youth ministry of 6 good, solid hours of nonstop sex.
And oh, that's just fantastic, man. 6 good, solid hours of nonstop sex. And at the end of that, what's going to happen?
At the end of that, he comes out of there with a smile on his face. You got a problem with that? Does Ella have a problem with that?
Ooh.
I beg your pardon? Marcus Bachmann walks out of that. Marcus Bachmann walks out of that.
Sounds like
he walks out of that tent with a smile on his face. And
what do you mean tent?
Well, that's where Kurt Kessler's up.
Has he expressed this to you?
I think he has. Yes.
Wait a minute.
What do you mean you think he has?
I know he did in a kind of a prayer communication with me. I think he's prayed for this.
You're thinking.
Well, what is it? What does that mean, man?
No, I'm not thinking. I'm not imagining it. I have felt him. I'll tell you how I know. And if you want to hang up on me and you want to laugh, Mr. Hendry, that's fine. Here's how I know Marcus Bachmann is a homosexual. I have felt him during our prayer sessions fondle me. You understand what I'm saying now?
You felt him do what?
I have felt him fondle me.
Not in real life.
During a prayer session.
Has he been there?
No, I'm saying spiritually. I felt his hands on me.
You spiritually?
Yes, he has touched me in a private area. He's touched me in a private area. You know what I mean, right?
What did you say to him when he did it?
I didn't say, well, I said to him, thank you, but...
Are you kidding or something? Is this some kind of a joke?
I can tell you something. I'm hanging up because, no, you just made an ass out of me with this woman. No, you made an ass out of me with this woman. Thanks a lot, Phil, for nothing.
Is the lady still there?
No, she hung up too.
So both. So he's gone, she's gone. And what was that he said?
He said he felt Marcus Bachmann fondle.
Yeah, he said he reached out and fondled it.
In a prayer, in what?
Like, in a prayer.
Not physically, though.
No.
So he imagined this.
I don't know if he imagined. He said like a spiritual, like a spiritual hand went down his shorts.
Yeah.
A spiritual hand went down his shorts.
Well, yeah.
You know what I think is wrong about all of this? I think, first of all, this guy, Castorini, now has this man Bachman, because he's supposedly gay, now he's fondling him. So that whole message there is warped and sick and twisted. And I'd like him to answer for that. And the other thing that I think is sick and twisted is I lost my call. This guy sounds like he sounds like he's mental, is what I'm saying. 877-876-PHIL. Get him back on the line. Is he back on?
No. Caller.
All right, this is a call. Yeah, hi. Austin, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Yes, sir. I want to know if that man is still on your phone right now.
Who?
I want to know if that...
You mean Reverend Castorini?
Yes, sir.
No, he is not. He hung up on me.
Well, I just want to concur with what that lady said. I think that's very perverse. I think it's the sickest thing I've ever heard. I don't know why he would make that claim about a man who has never said that about himself. And to do that, I think it defames that man, you know.
I think it hurts his reputation as well. You're right.
Because he's talking about him as if he knows him and he doesn't know him. And you know.
Are you going to vote for Michelle Bachman?
I don't know. I haven't decided, you know.
What, bud?
Yeah, mine too.
All right. Reverend Castorini, sir, you hung up on me.
Bill, I hung up on you because you had mocked me and that woman started to laugh at me. And God will not be mocked.
Can I ask you a question, Reverend?
Who is this?
My name is Austin Amarka, and I want to ask, I'm from Lancaster, California.
Yes, sir, go ahead.
I don't understand when you said that he had reached down and gave it a squeeze or something.
I didn't say that at all. That's what Mr. Henry was laughing about. I said that I believe that he had reached out and spiritually communicated with me.
Well, what did you mean by that? You said that he fondled you.
I believe that he fondled me in a... It was not a fondling of a child. I'm an adult man.
Well, did you like it?
What's that?
Did you like it? Did you enjoy it?
Okay, you can go straight.
Okay, he hung up again, sir.
All right, well, that's what I thought. Well, that's all I wanted to say, Mr. Ender. I enjoy your program very deeply.
Thank you very much for calling.
Yes, sir.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. 877-876-PHIL. I think that man's line.
Yeah, sir, are you all done? What?
Just talk to him off air, bud.
He's not done.
Did you have something else you wanted to say, sir?
Yes, sir. I just want to say that I enjoy your program and that I saw where you're selling those baseball caps on your website. And I was wondering if those ball caps, and those are, them are for sale now. Yes, sir?
Yeah, those are for sale. You go to my website, go to the shop.
Okay, very good, sir. I enjoy your show very much. You get ball caps and T-shirts, too, don't you?
Yeah, we have ball caps and we have T-shirts, yeah.
Did you have a shot glass? Or?
Yeah, we got a shot glass. We got a coffee cup. You go over there, and you can look at that, okay?
Yes, sir.
Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you. I enjoy your program very much.
Thank you. 877-876-PHIL. I still hear this man's line open, bud, okay?
Yeah, are you?
Yeah, Mr. Ritter, I'm sorry to bother you.
What do you need, pal? Because I got to go to a break.
All right. Are the CDs that are for sale on your website?
Okay, we're not talking about my website right now.
But I just want to know, are those all original packaging and original art?
Yes, it's all the original packaging, all the original art, all the original CDs there from 1999 or wherever it is.
1999?
1997 through 2005, I think. Okay?
All right, sir. Very good. Thank you.
Thank you. Are you going to hang up?
Can I just stay on the line and listen?
Oh, man. All right, we're going to take a break now. Our number 877-8... What's he doing?
He likes to listen in the background.
I'm enjoying listening to how you do things. Could you put me on hold so I can listen?
Will you hang up on him, bud? 877-876-PHIL. 877-876-7445. The world-famous Phil Henry Show. Doug Danger later on in the show as well.
Radio for patriots by patriots. It's the Phil Henry Show. Call the Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Joining us tonight in this first hour is David Castorini, and it's been, and I blame myself for this, Pastor Castorini, or are you a pastor or reverend?
Well, I'm a reverend, and I don't know what much difference it makes right now, because I don't think I've been dealt very fairly with you. I don't think we're going to have anybody knocking on our doors, on the Hermitage doors, and to seek the real grace of God that they can find with our ministry because of what's happened on this program tonight. It's been completely misinterpreted.
It has been extremely strange. And if you're blaming me, you know, I have to tell you, sir, don't you take responsibility for your own message?
I do. I take responsibility for my message, but you began by saying that Marcus Bachmann, his people wonder whether he's gay, and that I have offered my services to their campaign. I haven't offered my services to the campaign. I haven't offered my services at all. I said, if Mr. Bachmann wanted to come to our youth ministry, and he wanted to avail himself of a Christ counselor, prayer counselor, guidance counselor, at our pastoral refuge. Then we'd be happy to allow him that.
And yeah, but you're talking about sex. Isn't that what you're talking about?
No, I'm talking about turning someone toward the love of God.
And by way of sex?
By way of a physical, yes, by way of an erotic physical contact. But this is not traditional. We're not talking about a porn movie, Phil. We're not talking about a dirty movie. I'm not talking about a stag movie. I'm not talking about a two-reeler. I'm not talking about the old black and white jobs that you might have seen or I saw at a bachelor party. I've seen all of those, and in my days, I probably owned a lot of them, and I regret that. I regret that very much. But
you owned a lot of them. Well, you know, that probably goes without saying, you know.
Well, don't get on your high horse, Phil. I literally shudder to think what I would find if I were able to kick down your door tonight with our prayer counselors and go through your bookshelf.
You know what you would... Oh, really? You shudder to think?
I do.
Okay, if you did that, which, of course, would get you shot, but let's just say I knew that you were coming, all right?
What does that mean, would get me shot?
Because if anybody kicks my door down, they get shot. Don't you understand?
No, I'm talking about if you thought I was the police, but it was me, David Castorini, of the youth ministry.
If I thought it was the police... All right, if I thought it was the police, nobody gets shot. So you come in, and guess what you would find?
Are you going to tell me I'd find nothing?
That's exactly what I'm going to tell you. You'd find nothing. You would find movies, but they're all, they're not dirty movies. You wouldn't find one girly mag or porn mag or whatever you want to call it, because I just, you know what, you want to know why? Because I personally prefer the real thing. I don't want to indulge or waste my time on that kind of fantasy-provoking erotica if there's no, you know, like, real prize at the end.
Well, I don't know what you're talking about. I think 90% of all men enjoy having a collection of nudies.
A collection of nudies. Boy, you know, your language is...
What is mine? Are you going to tell me how antiquated I am? Well, I'm trying to help a man who people see as a limp... I don't want to say it.
Well, go ahead and say it, because you want to call him a limp wrist and a sissy and a pansy. That's what you want to call Marcus Bachmann. And you think you can save him from that by having him have 6 hours of intense and nonstop, as you call it, sexual contact.
I never said sexual contact.
Well, that's what you mean. Physical contact. That's exactly what you mean. And this is going to do what? We're all going to say, hey, look at that. Marcus Bachmann's straight. He must be a really straight, normal guy. He's married to this lady. I think I'll vote for her. Is that what you're thinking?
I'm thinking if there are people holding back, and Phil, you notice how I'm keeping my temper here because you've been yelling at me for the last half hour, okay?
Oh, well, no, let loose.
I don't want to let loose.
Go ahead, get angry.
I'm not going to get angry. I'm going to tell you, all right, that I would like you to show me a little bit of respect because what I've been through, I know what I'm talking about. I'm not going to get angry, but I'll get honest with you.
Go ahead, get honest.
All right. When I talk about stag movies, when I talk about nudies, when I talk about the nudie sunbathing mags and the love dance and the Jicky and Bob love dance at the social clubs and all of these things, okay, I speak from experience. Okay?
All right.
That means I performed in stag two-reelers.
And when was the last time?
Can I finish?
Yeah, I just wonder when was the last time they did stag two reelers.
They still do them for people that don't have the budget, that can't afford video equipment, for people that have to go and look for old Brownie 8mm cameras, okay, because they can't even afford to buy a video camera. They got to go to a garage sale and buy these old Brownie millimeter, these 8mm, go out and buy the film and wait for it to get developed 5 days. Okay, that's the world I lived in. People that had no money at all. And I had to get on a filthy mattress. Filthy. Every single day, three times a day, I had time for a sandwich and a bottle of pop.
Uh-huh.
Okay, forget it. You know, you're a lying son.
Yeah, but you're making fun of the guy.
So what, man? Are you listening to that guy's story?
So that I'm like three times a day, what?
He did stag two reelers three times a day, black and white. He only had time for a bottle of pop and a sandwich. Who is that?
You know who?
Phil, I'm going to pray for you. I really am.
That means F you in Christian speak.
I'm still going to pray for you.
Great. We'll be back. World famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445.
Phil Hendry.
Two reelers, three times a day.